the last time, Carl won a Plaster of Paris Dutch girl from the High Priest of the Ancient Incas by knocking Fred C. Dobbs, now a fog, off his head with a tennis ball. It is now several moments later as Julia and Carl watch the High Priest ascend the mountain and disappear behind a huge clump of stuff. Carl speaks first. Let's listen.
Julia, there's something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time, and I think that now I had better...
I know, Carl. I know. I've been waiting for this.
I kept from bringing it up because I had the feeling that...
Don't say it, Carl. Please don't.
But how could you have known what I felt about this?
I guess it was just instinct. Every time you spoke, I somehow knew that underneath...
It isn't possible, Julia.
Please, believe me. This is the way it is, and always has been.
Oh, Julia, then all the time you actually knew.
Yes, Carl. I knew it right from the beginning.
Oh, Julia.
Oh, Carl.
Now, where were we, Julia?
That high priest had just disappeared behind a clump of stuff somewhere on top of the mountain.
Oh, yes, and we located Irene and Dave's lost Dutchman gold mine, cold watermelon, gas, and eats.
And in your hand was a Plaster of Paris Dutch girl.
Right. Okay. Whoops!
What happened, Carl?
The Plaster of Paris Dutch girl slipped out of my hand and fell onto a rock where it shattered into 1,000 pieces.
Carl, on the ground there, it's a note. It must have been inside the Dutch girl.
I'll read it, Julia.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hmm. Julia, do you know what this means?
No, Carl.
I don't either. I can't read ancient Inca.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss the next exciting episode when we'll hear Julia say...
I thought I saw Berlitz's office a few miles back. Maybe they can help, Carl.